This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Bob Edwards. U.S. Marines are pushing into the center of Baghdad from the east, and it appears they will soon link up with troops of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, already in control of parts of the capital to the west of the Tigris River. Today's advance by the Marines has been largely unopposed, and there are unmistakable signs that the authority of Saddam Hussein has collapsed in Baghdad. NPR's John Burnett is traveling with units of the 1st Marine Division. Good morning to you, John, or I guess where you are, it's afternoon.
That's right. Just after lunch, Susan.
Yeah. As these Marines are moving toward the heart of the city, how much resistance have they met from Iraqi troops or from paramilitary forces today?
Well, what I just found out, I arrived not long ago at one of the 3 regimental combat teams that the Marines now have working block to block in eastern Baghdad. They're all infantrymen. And what they're telling me is that they're not encountering the large organized resistance, company size, battalion size, that an army expects to fight against another army. But what they're finding are, again, more of these paramilitary, very, very committed fighters, irregulars in civilian clothes. They said they described them as fire teams of 4 to 13 men, mainly snipers and firing rocket-propelled grenades, conducting ambushes against these Marines going block to block, which makes it very hard because there are civilians, obviously, in all these neighborhoods. And so what the Marines are doing, they cordon off an area when they find fire coming from a building. They use bullhorns on Humvees to try to get civilians out of the building, and then they would either go in and do a building clearance, or they would call in artillery and start blowing holes in the building. But the General Mattis, General Jim Mattis, commanding general of the division, described it yesterday as every block is a new battlefield.
Oh.
Because in one block they'll all be waving and smiling, in the next block, everything can break loose.
Wow. So what about the locals, though? What kind of reception are they giving to the Marines?
Well, and as the general said yesterday, I took a helicopter ride this morning when I arrived at this position, which is in the eastern part of the city, and we took several rides around the eastern suburban core of Baghdad, and I got a pretty good idea of what it looks like, and invariably folks were on their rooftops, they were waving, they were stepping into their yards and waving. It seemed like a pretty friendly atmosphere down there. I was able to spend a couple of hours on the ground farther in and saw, again, a very relaxed atmosphere. People coming up, shaking hands with the troops. I know that there are reports of celebrations going on in the city. I'm not seeing that where I am, but then I'm farther east in suburban Baghdad.
Yeah, but there are also reports that there's widespread looting going on. Have you seen that?
Yes, and that really was kind of the feature of what I've seen so far. It seems like Baghdad has been turned into one giant Sam's Wholesale. From the helicopter, you could see people hauling office supplies out in everything, you know, carts and wheelbarrows. And then this remarkable scene happened when I went to the Republican Guard has its own stables where they keep their cavalry horses. And so, but they're gone now. The Republican Guard has fled. And so I walked over there with some Marines, and there were all these young men coming out of the apartment buildings trying to catch these horses, these beautiful chestnut horses, and they had halters and they were running around. It reminded me of a Texas rodeo calf scramble, you know, being dragged by the horses, some of them successfully riding them bareback, others just kind of running in circles, shouting at them. And then they were inside the offices of the Republican Guard stables, beating up pictures of Saddam, calling off everything they could, even taking sinks out, ceiling fans, the works.
Yeah, extraordinary. Thank you so much. NPR's John Burnett, traveling with units of the 1st Marine Division.